The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
As there are many who will go to a festival, there are many who will stay away because they feel that perhaps the toilets will be grubby, they'll have to stay in a tent, it might rain and all of those things. But at Download Festival, which is one of Britain's largest rock events, festival goers can buy a weekend luxury loo pass for £45 sterling. That's just one of their many upgrades, because £60 will add access to hot showers. And this got us thinking, if slumming it in tents is a thing of the past for festivals, and have they become much posher in recent years? I'm joined by Laura Mullett, who's a journalist and stylist, and Philip Marr, who's a festival director of Forest Fest in County Laois. So Laura, would this appeal to you, paying for an upgrade for a nice loo?
Oh, it's a tricky one, Claire, because I've done it both ways. And what happened to me was, for years and years, I did the general camping. I had a few years where I seemed to be blessed with that weather that's not too hot, not too cold, not too wet in Ireland. That kind of leaving cert weather where it's pretty enjoyable to camp in a tent. But then my friend said to me about 3 years ago, oh my God, there's this Pink Moon camping. I have a cheap ticket. Someone wants to sell it off. So I was like, oh, fabulous. Let's do that. It meant that I had a teepee that I could stand up in. I just couldn't believe how handy it was. There was an area to pre-drink. There was great toilets. If I wanted my hair blow dried, it was at my fingertips. But what happened was, that was a fabulous experience. We loved it. Then the next year I went with my sisters and their partners. We shared a 6-man tent in the normal camping, and the weather was bad. So it just meant I was knee deep in sewage and I was dreaming of my teepee. And I was like, I was in Crocs as well, Claire. And I was like, oh dear God. But I love festivals. I think they're so much fun, but you can't put a price on a hot shower and shelter. You just can't.
So if you were asked for, you know, an upgrade fee, you'd happily pay it for the extras, what you're saying to me.
I would give them a kidney if they said to me that I didn't have to sleep in wet clothes and I could use the bathroom. I didn't realise how precious it was to go to the toilet in the middle of the night. And I think it is lovely to, I suppose, feel clean and nice, because you want to look pretty at a festival as a girl. You know, a lot of us get these cool outfits made, or like we go on Vinted and find something special. Like, there's no point wearing an outfit and feeling crappy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you go to a festival, you're not supposed to have some of this kind of rougher edged experience. You know, is that not all part of it?
That's so valid. I think we want to look like we're at Woodstock, but not actually be at Woodstock. We want to feel like we're boho and we're cool, but we're not. A lot of us aren't cool. A lot of us are high maintenance and we're slightly in denial. So I think for me, I would happily go to a leisure picnic and stay in a tent. But the problem is, I would need borderline air conditioning now if it's going to be 35 degrees, mm-hmm. and I don't think that's going to happen for us, Claire.
Well, Philip, I know Philip, at Forest Fest you kind of specialise in this for the people who are, you know, like me, don't want to have the rustic experience. But is there a call for it now? Are you seeing that people would love to go to a festival but they are not prepared to slum it?
No, absolutely, Claire, and good to talk. Look, at Forest Festival, like, we've become really conscious of the new kind of, I suppose, breed of festival goers who love the whole experience of the boho eclectic experience of, you know, drinking beer with their friends and listening to great music in the middle of a field, but they still want to be able to have their home comforts of a, you know, comfy dry bed, hot shower, nice loos, as you mentioned, fresh coffee in the morning, getting your hair done, getting your makeup done, you know, a sauna, hot tubs, you know, the list is endless.
I don't know. This is like, when is a festival not a festival? This is changing the whole dynamic of it, isn't it?
It is to an extent, but, you know, you can still have that great festival experience and, you know, as I say, drinking beer in the middle of the field, listening to great music, but still have the creature comforts. And just especially with our demographic that come to Forest Fest, it tends to be a more mature audience, a lot of empty nesters coming to us, and they love having, you know, bringing back their inner rock chick back out and, you know, dusting off the leather jacket and all of that business, but they still like their creature comforts. And we've had a huge demand for that kind of product at the festival this year. We're actually sold out of all our glamping, sold out during the week, and most of our VIP packages have sold out now. So.
What are people bringing to the festivals in recent years, Philip, to make it a little gentler on them?
Oh, there's some, only this year I've come across some mental things, like people are asking us, can they bring their blow-up loos, which I had never come across, but apparently these are things that you can
buy. Do you know how, I was talking about this earlier at Jonathan Healy on Breakfast, how do you know how they work?
I don't, and I really don't want to know.
I don't either. To be honest with you, I asked you the question, but I don't really want to know how they work either. But they sound very intriguing, don't they?
They do, yeah, but they won't, unfortunately, have any place with us. We have plenty of loo, plenty of normal loos.
Oh, so you don't want people to bring the blow-up loo?
We do not, because God knows what will happen. And, you know, anyway, look, the list of possibilities is endless there as regards what could possibly go wrong. So, no, we leave it at that.
And, Laura, do you think that if you are staying in a tent, like you mentioned the six-man tent that you stayed in there recently, can you make it nicer for yourself without having to spend a lot of money on add-ons?
Well, I got fairy lights and deals that I was really excited about. I got an awful jeer about these fairy lights. And I'm like, no, it's going to be lovely. But then what we ended up doing was tying the fairy lights on the top of the tent so we could find the tent coming back. Look, I think these little add-ons can make it a lovely experience. I think what happens is when your first experience of a festival is kind of a more raw experience, I think then as we grow up and maybe we have a little bit more money to spend, we kind of think, L'Oreal, I'm worth it. And you're maybe willing to spend, because this could be kind of the equivalent of your holiday. Because I suppose a festival can sometimes be, what, 3 or 4 days? Like, it's such a precious experience. It's like what you would spend on a city break. So I suppose my girl math justification would be, I deserve to spend this because, sure, if I went to Spain, I'd spend more money. But that's the problem, I think, as well, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is lovely to have like a way to kind of freshen up, wash your face. Like, I remember I was in the general camping, though, too, to be very fair, at a festival a while ago. And there was like a Dove shower thing in the general camping. It was €2 as well. So I think there are really good facilities in the general camping, too. I think you just have to be willing to queue for them. So it just depends on that. If you're willing to get up, hop in the queue, bring your towel. Like, it's not that you're expected to slum it on a drastic scale and like dig a trench for that blow up toilet. Like, you will have plumbing. You'll just have to maybe anticipate that they won't be maybe cleaned as regularly because they'll be so frequently used, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And are those toilets awful? The ones that aren't part of like expensive packages like the general ones. What are they like?
Absolutely horrific. Kind of an out-of-body experience, like stuff cotton wool up your nose, kind of bad. But I think that's only by day 2 or 3. So if you're kind of, if it's cold and you get congested because you're sleeping in a tent, you won't be able to breathe anyway. So you won't be able to smell the toilets. So it doesn't matter.
I can't handle it. The Wilderness Festival in Oxfordshire, you can get a pamper parlour pass. Private luxury flushing toilets, like private luxury flushing toilets. It's so basic. Anyway, we have to pay for that in Oxford. Mirrors, hair dryers, straighteners and curlers. £47 a day or £141 for the entire weekend. And then there's some festivals where you can get personal butlers, golf buggy transport and champagne breakfast. Are you doing that, Philip? Champagne breakfast?
We're not doing champagne breakfast, but if people want to pay for it, I'll certainly bring along a bottle of bubbles to their tent in the morning. No problem at all.
You'll arrive in the golf buggy with the champagne on ice.
100%. I have it sponsored by Lauren Prairie or somebody. So no, we'd gladly do that.
But what is wrong with people, Philip? Look at this message I've got. I remember by morning 2 of a festival I went to, there were so many of the toilets were blocked and there was excrement all over the walls and floors of 2 of them. What are people doing in there? What's wrong with people?
Look, some people, you know, you have to factor in drink, that a lot of people that, you know, wouldn't do something normally will do kind of silly things in the middle of the night when they have a drink taken. But, you know, it's all down to the festival, really, to make sure that the facilities are really well maintained. And we make a point of it. And you just have to have enough bodies on the ground that these toilets are cleaned out every couple of hours, because it can really take away from somebody's experience if they're having, you know, to go in and, as Laura was saying, you know, put cotton wool up their noses and everything like that. Like, our particular audience are a bit older and they will not accept that kind of thing. So we have to just make sure that everything is clean and spotless for them when they go in, especially in the VIP areas and the glamping areas where they've paid a premium for absolute cleanliness and comfort. So it's a question of just putting the proper resources in place.
Someone listening went to Wilderness once and says it's so incredibly posh. There are restaurants with 6-course tasting menus booked out for months before the festival starts. There's a gorgeous lake in the middle that everyone goes swimming in. Incredibly posh, but it is gorgeous. But is that a real festival experience? I don't know if you're missing out on something if you're paying for all of that stuff, Laura.
Well, I feel like people go to Coachella and they, you know, rent a house and then have an hour commute And, you know, it just depends on what you're looking for from a festival experience. Like I've seen as well, people that say in vans at Coachella, you know, set up these huge, big kind of back of the van tents, and then they have showers and all kinds of facilities. I think America is a different level. Like if you go, let's say, to those kind of Black Rock City festivals in the desert, like Burning Man and everything, it's just a completely different, more intense experience. I think that the Irish festivals and the way we do them, it does tend to work incredibly well. And like we joke about the toilets and everything, but I think when you're seeing some of your favorite acts, like if you get to see maybe five people you've been dying to see back to back for a weekend, I think maybe a lot of it is kind of water off a duck's back. You kind of think, oh yeah, it's a bit gross, but who cares, because I'm getting to experience this with my friends. And it's like, for me, for example, like I've gotten to see the Killers a couple of times going to festivals, and they're such special memories I'll cherish. But the thing is, nowadays, if like, because I feel like the summers are getting hotter, you are a little bit more dependent. So I think it's all a personality thing. Maybe we're less tolerant of the lack of facilities by day two or three when we're more dependent on them and we just want to feel human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all ramped up a little bit, because the Instagram pictures you see of some people, and this all started with Coachella, I think you're right there, Laura. Like some people are in their cut-off shorts and their cowboy boots looking as though they are sort of forest queens. But actually, you just know they've spent 4 hours getting ready in one of these pamper palace places.
With glam squads, like some people go asleep and get their makeup done while they're lying horizontal. Like what people do as well is they might go and get pictures because they're there sponsored by a brand. So they'd go to the brand house, let's say a big makeup brand house, and like Rode Cosmetics by Hailey Bieber, get all their content at that house, and they might not be going to the festival at all.
Oh, no.
So it is really interesting how people use it to kind of market to their followers. Oh my God, I'm at Coachella or whatever, but it might not be their thing at all. So I think a lot of people maybe use social media culture to show off and might not just be going for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a listener tells us that festivals are really expensive now because of all of this. You might take this one from me, Philip. It's great if you fancy something like that, but it's made festivals inaccessible for the normal people. And that listener thinks they have been a little bit ruined by all of these add-ons and people expecting it to be, as we say, like being at home, really, or being in a fancy hotel.
Yeah, no, it's a point well made, Claire. But as Laura was saying, look, you can do these things at whatever level you want. And like most festivals will have an entry level package, which, you know, for the value of what you're getting is really, really attractive. But and you can ramp it up. You can add different layers to your experience. And, you know, it goes from everything. Like for us, we have a package that costs €2,500. And you're staying in a luxury suite for the weekend with your friends, and you know, fully packed, you know, mini bars and proper beds and all of that, and you're in the middle of the site. And then you go down to a basic package. Just you arrive up in your car and you rock in through the front door of the festival and have your more basic experience.
And pitch your tent yourself.
If you want to pitch your tent, or if you want to drive home or stay in a local hotel or a B&B or whatever it might be. So, you know, there's different levels of pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like if you want to spend a lot of money, you can spend a lot of money. If you don't, you don't. You can still have a great, you know, festival experience and enjoy the music and the crack with your friends and having, you know, great food, great drink in the middle of a field. Whatever, it's just fantastic.
Here's a nice one for you, Philip. Someone heading to Forest Fest again this year. I want to give a big shout out to Philip and the team. My wife is on home dialysis. They've been absolutely brilliant in accommodating us, making sure we had everything that we need for her machine. Nothing has been too much trouble. We were there a couple of years ago. We had a fantastic time. We can't wait to be back again this year. So a huge thank you to you, Philip, and everyone involved for making the festival so welcoming for that person. They're looking forward to another great weekend. That's nice to hear, isn't it?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And well, looking forward to welcoming that couple back to Forest Fest. But we always make a point of, you know, having great engagement or as good engagement as possible with people that have particular needs, making sure that they have power for CPAP machines and various things if they want to come. Like having some medical difficulties shouldn't stop you from coming to the festival. So we do our best to make sure everybody is able to come.
All right. Well, Philip Maher from Forest Fest and Laura Mullett, thank you both. There's another one who says that it all has all changed now from somebody who remembers the bad old days. These people are just back from beyond the pale. They said it was lovely and clean and safe. Altogether now was just the same. They were glamping at both, not high luxury. They just weren't hauling in the tent and the gear. Well, if you want to book into a pamper palace, if you want to have your makeup done while you're asleep in your tent, you might need some money for it. We're going to help you get that now.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.